Okay, thank you to the Lax family and to the anonymous sponsor for tonight's sushi. Well, look at that. Coach, come on in. Okay. So for this week, we're going to learn on the first opening pasuk, Parshas Devarim. Right, Ela Devarim Asher Dibir Moshe El Kol Yisrael Be'Eber Hayardein Ba'Midbar Ba'Arava Molsuf Bein Paran Uvein Tofel Lavan V'Chatziros B'Di Zohav. So we're familiar with the famous Rashi that points out that all these places are Divrei Tochochos. This is all the places where the Klal Yisrael angered Hashem, but because of his Kirin Beremez, Mipnei Kvodon Shel Yisrael, it was only a hint to all the different affairs they did. So Rashi's grandson takes a very different approach to the understanding of these different locations at the beginning of the parsha. The Rashbam writes, you don't have it in front of you, says, "Vatip Shuto, Kolon is Kar V'Pasuk Zeh Mekomosein." These are all actual places, not just reminders of things the Klal Yisrael done wrong. Kamosh Matzina Shiragilin Psukim Laseis Siman B'Toch Siman. That the Torah throughout Tanakh, says the Rashbam, and he brings proofs for this, will want to give an identifying character. Character trait, location. So it'll give like a very, it'll start broad, United States. Where in the United States? New Jersey. Where in New Jersey? Middlesex County. Where in Middlesex County? In Edison. Where in Edison? On Route 27. Where? 1587. Where? In the main building, right? They'll get Simon Betok Simon, give more and more in order to get the most precise location. El Makomashu Roitz Lefars Lehechan. Belech Lechai brings back in Pars Lecha. Mikedem Leves El, all these locations. So that's what the Rashbam is learning on. These aren't different places where there were, anger, things that the Klal Yisrael done to upset HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather the Rashi ones is just giving more of a very precise, you can almost nail down, you could Google Maps and find exactly where the Klal Yisrael were giving when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the speech.
Why?
So because it's so important, the Rashi writes, because these are the whole mitzvahs in the Chukim Mishpatim, you want to know exactly where this took place. There's no way ambiguities to where the speech was given.
I still don't understand. If the place was important. In other words, the speech is obviously important, but why is the weir important?
I guess the Gettysburg Address wouldn't be so good if it wasn't Gettysburg. It wants to tell us exactly where it was. This is the derech in Tanakh to precisely pinpoint the location. Those are the rites he's giving in Lech Lecha, in Bishalach, and in Sefer Shoftim.
Who named the places?
Who named them?
Are they Hebrew?
Yeah.
So they must have been in.
I don't know. I don't know who gave the names. I'm not sure. But I want to do the Orach Chaim. I come to you tonight with the Orach Chaim to explain. On page 17, he has a different, totally different understanding of what the significance of each one of these locations. So says the Orach Chaim, and again, we're learning from the sefer that was donated, Le'ili Nishmas, Nachman Daniel ben Ari Tzvizal. So he says, before we even get to the Musar, right, before you understand what you did wrong and everything like that, but he says, so you know that Moshe Rabbeinu intentionally put off giving Musa to the Klal Yisrael until they were Eber HaYardin. They were right across the other side of the river, ready to get into Eretz Yisrael. They could see, look, you got to where you were supposed to. I brought you. If you would give Musa back, they say, what do we need this guy for? He's not doing anything for us. But you're right here. You're about to go in. Then they're going to accept his Musa. Because they're right there. They can see it. Velo mikodem, but they wouldn't. Moshe wanted to give them Musar beforehand. Shahai miruchake hatikva v'nafshem kitzara. They were far removed from any tikva, any hope of entering Eretz Yisrael. Their spirits were short, were limited. Velo yatu oznam. They wouldn't have their ears inclined. Lahaskiel b'tocha kosav to give any attention to the Musar that Moshe is going to give them. What do you need from the middle of the thing? But now when you could see it, you look across the river, you see that's where we're going. Okay, we did it. We got there. So now, va'omru b'midbar ba'arava, when it says they were in the midbar, the desert, concerning the arava, Rabbi Seinu Zal darshu shehochicham amash osu b'midbar. So that's the famous Rashi, it's really from Sifri, that he's quoting that this is like a musar for all the places that he went to, and that's why, all these different avers they did wrong. V'chule, v'chule, v'chule. But really now, with Orach Chaim comes and says, these psukim are teaching us lessons in Yiras Shemayim, and in proper midos. Kedarka B'Kodesh, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh takes us and explains that really there's much more going on. He's going to give each one of these places is a different lesson. The Efshel Farish, we could explain differently. I'll call a cause of Derech Remez B'Oifin Achir. I'm going to give you a Remez, not Pshat. If you want Pshat, you'll go to the Rashi, you go to the Rashbam. You want a Remez, this is the Or HaChaim. I'm going to explain everything, each one of these things. But Eber HaYardin, he's going to give you a different Mahalach. V'hu, Ki B'Mikra Mu'at, in this little Pasuk, in these few words, Limade Moshe Klalios Yiras Hashem. Moshe incorporated all of the general, all-encompassing principles, the klalim for how it means to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have real Yiras Shemayim. Umidos HaHagonos and proper midos Hatzrichin the Holcham B'Torah Hashem. The proper midos you need to follow Hashem's Torah. Vehei midos Tisha. There are nine. You know, these are the seven habits of highly successful people. These are the nine habits of highly from people. Number one, Ha'echad. The first musar you can get from this. Shealokech midaso shel Avraham. You have to adopt the character traits of Avraham. Dichtiv Avraham ha'ivri. The Avraham was literally against the whole world. He was on the other side. And you know, public opinion can tell you, you know, everyone's doing this. It must be right. No, that's just because everyone's doing it doesn't mean it's right. You have to learn the most of Avraham Avim. He was Avraham ha'ivri. And that's Peshat when they call him the Ivri. Humash Ramas be'omru be'ever. Right? Be'ever. How you are doing, right? The Aver means like the Ivri, act like Avram did. Other than the first one on the Orachim, it's the idea of Chesed that Avram did for others. That's Aleph. Beis, Shia Mardus Belibo Tomid. A person should also have a healthy measure of self criticism. That's Mardus, right? You should be thinking about Omer Zal, as the Chazal teach, Gemara Brachos, Tova Mardus Achas Milibo Shel Adam Mimea Malkios. It's better to have one of your own self-criticism in a constructive way. That's better than 100 malchus. Wow. You ask me, what would you prefer? To get hit 100 times every one good musar void? You give to yourself one good krechs, one good real, you know, taking stock of where you're holding. So that's more effective. And what's the remez for that? Humash Ramas Ba'omro Hayardain. Hayardain, right, is that Mardus, right? So we have Ivri. Is from the Aver. We have Hayardain is Mardus. So that's the second thing about a person giving themselves proper Musar. The third point, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Midas Hanova. Wow. Not so easy to acquire, but to be humble, truly humble. Kamar Zal, as Gemara says in Erevin, La'olam Yasim Adam Atmo Kamidbar. The one should always make themselves like a midbar, which everybody steps all over. Ayimashi Pirashi B'Parshas Yisro. This is what I said in Parshas Yisro. So over there, this is the world famous Or HaChaim, where he talks about that there are three traits that a person has to incorporate upon themselves in order to be mekabel the Torah. That they left refidim, which means rifyon yadayim. A person can't be lazy in the learning Torah. A person has to be like what he's referencing over here, like a midbar. Humility, like a person can walk over. It doesn't mean you make yourself into a shmat and steps over. It means you have humility. It's not my way or the highway. It's not that I know everything. You have to be able to hear another person's svar, another person's approach to understanding something. That true sense of humility, that's midbar. And the last thing he talks about is the achdus of Yichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, Ki Ishecha B'Levichad. So he writes to the idea of Dibuk Chaverim, of learning Torah b'chavrusa in a chabura, not by yourself, because thinking, oh, I know everything, I can't learn from anybody else. But these are the three ideas, and he's referencing over here in the beginning of Devarim, back to what he said in Parshas Yisro. Right, b'posik b'yisro merifidim, hu ma sharamas b'omru b'midbar. So that's the third mussar, the point of humility. So we have to being going against public opinion, standing up for what's right, even if everyone else is doing the wrong thing. A person has to have a healthy measure of self-criticism. The third thing is that a person has to be humble. Dalit, number four, shitiya ha'anava b'derech hanos. That the humility you have has to be in a dignified and an appropriate way. Velo b'derech ha'pachisus hanimus. Not in a way that's degrading yourself, because that's a mius. It's disgusting to people. You have to be able to be truly humble, but not like, you know, in a way that causes people to look down on you. The Rambam writes the fifth chapter in Deos. O Tnai HaNova, another condition for Nova, Shelo Yishtamish Bo Laharchik Tochochos Al Avon Im Yira Ish Over a Pi Hashem. You shouldn't use your humility not to give musar to someone if you see them doing an Aveira. Vayomer, and you say, Mi Ani, Umi Beis, he writes poetic from Tanakh, Lochiach Anashim Gedolim. Who am I to give musar that I should give people who are greater than me? Eletzarach Lochiach Litzad Chiv Harvus. a person has to give them because there's an Erevus, right? That person is, you know, Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael Reven Zeh Vazeh, that we have a responsibility towards each other. So if I see somebody doing something wrong, I can't just say, oh, who am I? I'm such a humble guy. I can't really go and say something to them. I recently read a story from Rabbi Yaakov Hillel. He has a pirush on Mesilas Yesharim. So I don't know if it was him or he was relating the story, but you know, the husband and wife, they were in Kollel, and they had like a basic, simple car. And she wanted to get a nicer car, and he didn't want it. He says, our old car works, it's fine. I'm afraid that if we get such a fancier car, that'll turn me into a balgaiva if I get a fancier car. So they said, well, what does she do? So they said, we'll go to the Rav. So yeah, it must have been not him. He said, yeah, we went to the Rav, and he asked, oh, you're sitting in Kollel. So can I fare you on Shas? He says, no, you can't fare. He says, well, maybe just on Masech, okay, Nezikin, can I fare you on Nezikin, on Noshim, on Moed? He says, no. One Masechta? Can I fare you on one Masechta? Bava Kama, you know Bava Kama? No. One daf, can I fare you on one daf? He says, no. He says, you can buy 6 Cadillac cars. You have nothing worthy of being of having gaif about. There's nothing about you that you don't have true covet. See, buy 6 cars. You're not holding, but you don't. You think it's going to be? You don't know really. Oh, a car's going to give you gaiva, but you have nothing. You have no Torah. So he really is very harif. But you have to understand what true value is. So he says over here, the person says, "Who am I? Like I'm a nobody. I can't do this, right? Who ma shiram is ba'omro barava? That's what it means barava. Klal shnei devarim. There's 2 parts that's included in this statement." Echa, the first thing, is that the anivus you have, sheyateh anava areva. It should be done in a pleasant way. Right? An arev could also mean, like we find in things in Koheles, right? The pasuk, hashmi enyes kolich ki kolich arev umarenove, right? Ki kolich mar, kolich arev umarenove. You have a beautiful, pleasant thing. So that's the idea about arava here should be pleasant. Al derech amru umatzachein v'secha tov. You should find, pleasant in front of people. Shani, the second thing is chiyuv ha'arva. So there's an obligation to give musr to people. She yitzarech lehiach al avon lekotum legado. A person has to give musr, whether it's a big one, it's a small sin, whatever it is. Lo yishtamish ba'anava be'inyan zeh. Not say, oh, I'm too humble to give that. So that's the fourth one. Hey, the fifth musr lesson we can get from this. Maimer hatana, what the Tana says in the beginning of the third parak of Pirkei Avos. Yistakel b'shlosh devarim. Look at 3 things. You won't come to do a verus, right? You have to know where you come from. Number 2, v'lo Lan ata holeich, where you're going, and the third thing, lifti miata, also you're gonna have to give a din v'cheshbon. V'chein omer hatan shuv yomechad. Earlier in Pirkei Avos says you have to do tshuva 1 day beforehand. Aye, but no one knows. No one knows when you're really gonna die. So pirush sham shakavanahi must mean like this. More in Shabbos, it means sheyizkor tamid yom moso. You should always remember. Meaning shuv yomechad because you have to do tshuva every day because I might not be around tomorrow. That every day is potentially bordering. It's the gavul. It could be the last day of your life. So therefore, if you realize that potentially, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here for, and a person takes that, that's a powerful musar idea. That person should think about that. That's what it means, mul suf. That literally means opposite the yam suf, right? The sea of reeds. Sheyu lamul einav. You know what should be at, like in front of your eyes, sof adam v'tachliso. The end of a person should always be mul means in front of your eyes. So powerful lesson. Mul suf means to always be thinking about the end. You know, we go through life and we kid ourselves, we delude ourselves, and we imagine we'll be here forever. Or at least I may have estrim, at least 120s. I don't. I really think about much longer than that. But we don't realize the way the world is. We're not here forever. I was talking to someone. I think it was Bruce Titan this morning. We were schmoozing. Quote from Pinchas Scheinberg. Scheimer's that's all he said. You got to cover ground before the ground covers you. You got to cover ground before the ground covers you. That's we have to accomplish. We have to do things, but not to things. So that was number 5, right? The beautiful idea. Mol suf means to in front of our eyes should be the sof, the end that we're not going to be here forever. Rabbi Nachman writes this in his Bodas. I think it's in the Kuti Maharan Nun Dalad. He writes about the person has to remember that, you know, yesh din v'yesh dayin, that make a cheshbon, his bodus, and the thinking about what's the tachlis of all this. 6, vav, maimer ha-chasidim v'zeh l'shonam, what it says in Chovas ha-levavos, ha-porush tzahol aso b'fonav v'da'agaso b'libo. A porush, a pious person keeps joy on his face and his daigas, his concerns about what he failed about it, Hashem keeps that to himself, keeps that in his heart. Bein Paran uvein Tofel. Beautiful idea. This is what Moshe, when he said, between Paran and Tofel, Kineget Salaso Befanov Omar, that person should be, you know, happy on his face. That's Bein Paran. Right? Paran is like a Lashon of Tiferes, the way the commentaries are explaining this. Right? So a person should be a splendor, Lashon Pe'er, right? Hefech Itzavon Shehu Ponim Ros. That's the opposite of being somber, which is, you know, by being downcast. Kineget Itzvon Halev Omar uvein Tofel. And to have being somber and like depressed in your heart, that's tofel, which like the words tofel, right? Tofel means something that's tasteless. Shelo yeh libo arev alav, the person shouldn't be, you know, sweet with himself. The also elibo, but you should feel, that person should feel, you know, serious in your heart. Mipachad shem avra pi Hashem, velo yedia begedos obekatnos. Maybe a person did an avera and they don't even know about it. Maybe it's big, maybe it's small. As the Chafetz Chaim writes in his Hakdama to the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, right? The person has to learn all of Hilchos Shabbos. If he doesn't know Hilchos Shabbos, certainly we're gonna mess something up. There's just so many complicated halachas about things that we don't know about. So a person has a pachan. Maybe I messed up. Maybe I didn't. I don't know all of Chelek Gimel of Mishneh Berurah. Oshem and Miyad Ba'avoida Mimash Yitzarech Asos. Maybe he hasn't necessarily did an Avera, but he hasn't fulfilled his potential. Again. Tofel means to be tasteless. It means that's the idea that in your heart you should feel like I haven't accomplished anything. And the same sefer from Rabbi Yaakov Kilo, it's a beautiful commentary. He says, realistically, we think we've accomplished so much. So realistically, we'd be like honest, like really honest with ourselves. He would say we haven't even yet accomplished 1% of our potential. 99% of our potential we haven't done yet. The person feels, what do you mean? I'm a bucky in Shas. It's still 1%. It's half of a fell. The person realizes how much we could really do. So that's the sixth idea. Number seven, Zayin Shiolo Lev Tohor Venoki. Should have a pure and clean heart. Kederach Shis Palo David. It says Lev Tohor Bari Elokim. Right? Venuach Ruach Nechoin. Chadish Bekirbi. That should have a pure heart to me. The Yarchik Mimenu Sina Sabrios. A person should distance themselves from hating people. As we know the Gemara in Yuma and Daftes. Tells us that sinas chinam was what destroyed the base of Migdash, the hakina, and we have to have jealousy, the tachrus rivalry, mastema and bad will towards people, the humash ramas ba'omer, that means vilavon. That's what Moshe hinted at. When again, we thought these were all locations. We thought there was Rashi was hinting at. We thought it was the Rashbam that's just, you know, giving a precise location. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is telling us these are all different Musar ideas. So Lavan means Shehiyeh lo Lev Tahor. That's it, having a pure heart. She's Yaches Latara Kinoi Zeh Shalavan. Like the Navi Yeshayahu says that I will make your sins white. If their sins are red, I'll turn them white. It's like it's the idea of purity, of being pure towards others. Number eight, Ches Talmud Torah B'Kvius Kiyakov Avinu. They have a set kavias in learning, like Yaakov. Dechsev Yoshev Ohalim. He was sitting in the tents, right? We know she was Shem Ve'ever. Rashi tells us, Lo Lilmod Arai. One's idea shouldn't be just, I'll learn Torah like inconsistently, a little bit here, a little bit there. Vehu Omru V'chatzeros. That's what Moshe meant when he said the pasuk Chatzeros. Heim Chatzeros Hashem Sheim Bati Midrashos. That means the Chatzer of Hashem is the base medrash. That person should be in the base medrash learning. And make that your primary place, that kavias, then that's the eighth lesson. And the final one. Tes shaloye lahut acher devarim hanidmim. That person shouldn't run after imaginary things. Lev hon olam hazet. To enjoy wealth, physical enjoyment of this world. Shekola holich acher taivis alibo batalhu meavodas Hashem. Because anybody who runs after the physical taivis of their heart is going to be, they're going to neglect serving Hashem. A person has to be satisfied with what's the basic necessities. That's what it means. Vidi zahav. Di zahav sha'amru lezahav die. You should say enough, die, enough to zahav, to gold, and refrain from running after it. Enough not to be too, you know, running after moisros and luxuries in a person's life. O yirtza, another way we could explain it, it's still okay, it's still number nine, but a different shot in Vidi zahav could be whatever you have should be sufficient. It's like you have dizav. You have enough gold. Meaning, we talk about this on Shabbos. The idea, umikna rav, right? That a person feel like Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, that they felt like, you know, they were. We saw from the Abarbanel that all the Shvatim had great, many other Shvatim had great wealth from the Chemes Midian, but they were the ones who were so attached to their wealth that they couldn't part with it, and that caused them to, as the Medrash says, they were exiled first. They didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. They separated themselves from the Klal Yisrael, and they were kicked out first. They went to Gullus first because of their attachment. So a person can be so drawn after money that it can cause them to lose out on many things, living out in Kedusha, being in Eretz Yisrael, living out, missing out with being a Dibuk Haverim, with attaching themselves to a community, to a Chevra, because they're so busy running after the wealth. Yeah.
Why did Moshe Rabbeinu then, like you said earlier, be mochiach them? And why did he agree that only specify certain conditions? Why would he tell them, no, it's not good for you in the whole tochacha?
Me'ikr hadin, did they do anything wrong? Like in the Chumash, it doesn't look like they did anything wrong. They didn't. They had to tell you. Give them most of you. Go for your kids first, and then build for your sheep. But Lamaisa, it's hard to say they did technically anything wrong, right? In other words, but that's not the Ruach HaTorah. That wasn't what they were supposed to be doing. Meaning, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu give them Musar? A person goes down the path they want to go down, right? There's many people, if you tell them not to do something, they wouldn't listen to you. They wouldn't. So what are you going to do? Mutav Shishogin. If you know they're going to do it anyway, better not to say anything. I think that might be part of it. But that was the idea that the Ahava Shalom. The Kosovar said that they're the Mikne Rav. They were Kone the Mida of Rav, like Esav said in Parshas Vayishlach. Yaakov said Yeshli Kol. Esav said Yeshli Rav. Right, I got a lot. I want more. Kli Yakar is Masbir. It doesn't necessarily mean that Esav had more than Yaakov. But Yaakov felt this midah, what the Or HaChaim is talking about. Whatever I have is enough. The Dizahav, die, enough. I have enough gold. I'm done. I don't need more. Whatever it is. I could have 100, I have 200, I have 700. It doesn't matter. It's not a din in the numbers. It's a din in a person's approach to it. So that's really a beautiful idea here. He says that enough of that. Right? Ezir Osher HaSameach Bechalko. Right? We're not really sure who said the vort, but Osher, they point out, means the person has their Einayim, Shinayim, the Yadayim, and the Raglayim. That's to be an Osher. And with this outlook, he won't, you know, pursue himself running after all sorts of money and Gashmias. Instead, he'll be thinking about serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who avodas Hashem Elokim Chaim. That's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do we see tonight? Fascinating. Again, you learn the Or HaChaim, and each one's a gem. But the idea is that these opening psukim, before we even get to the Torah mitzvos, these are the 9 life lessons that a person has to incorporate to realize how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what the proper mitzvos are. And with these 9, if we could get, halavai, we should get one of these 9. But if we got all 9, then we're in good shape. Shkoyach, everybody.